7 minutes past eight, time for It Says in the Papers with Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Audrey. The Examiner front page has two very different stories. In one, the paper reports that staff shortages at Waterford University Hospital mean that autopsies requested by coroners won't be carried out there from next January. The hospital doesn't have enough pathologists and there's a worldwide shortage of doctors willing to perform autopsies. The Examiner says this will mean delays for families receiving bodies for funerals. One family of a young child had to wait 5 days for the body to be released because of an autopsy delay. Also on its front page, the Examiner carries the story of a solicitor who's been instructed to finalise a case which an elderly couple won against a bank. The couple are owed €1,500 and the court heard that the solicitor has refused to respond to their letters and phone calls. The judge says he had put his head in the sand. The couple won their case in 2012 and have been waiting 13 years for their money. There's another court report in the Irish News, this time with what must be some sort of a record. The paper says that a man was charged with stealing from a till in a nightclub in Belfast. His solicitor said that he was off his head on drugs at the time and just banged away at the buttons until the till opened as if by magic. The man was sentenced to 7 months in jail and the court heard that this is his 479th offence. His previous offence was for begging in Belfast city centre. And still on crime, there are some fabulous pictures of jewellery in the papers today, all from the Louvre jewellery theft. The Sun has a photo of Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau, with a headline saying the Pink Panther gang were behind the heist. The Star has a headline saying Quelle catastrophe, with the information that a third of the rooms in that part of the museum have no CCTV. Martin Wall is an interesting piece in the Times that's worth looking at. The headline is, Why Can't IT Projects for State Agencies Stay on Budget and on Time? He lists overruns in Irish Rail, the Arts Council and Beaumont Hospital. He asks a specialist in public procurement from DCU, what's going wrong? The specialist, Paul Davies, says such overruns are not confined to Ireland. It's actually happening the world over. It's down to what's called scope creep. This is where an organisation buys a piece of software off the shelf, but then wants to modify it to suit their own needs, and then the costs start to climb. And why state agencies, the Times asks? Paul Davies says it's happening everywhere, but the private sector just keeps its own overruns under wraps. That's in the Irish Times, and that paper's main front page story is about grocery prices. A new survey shows that the price of some Christmas staples has gone up 20% from this time last year. The Mail carries the same report and links it to the presidential campaign, saying that voters will use the election this week on Friday to voice their dissatisfaction with the government. And on the election, in the letters page in The Independent, Enda Cullen is concerned about turnout. He writes, if people think the result is a foregone conclusion, they stay at home. But he goes on, if participation becomes merely a reaction to crisis, then sooner rather than later, someone will realise that manufacturing a crisis is the most efficient electoral strategy of all. Apathy, not extremism, he says, is the true opponent. Staying home sends no message. It merely leaves the future to those who don't.